As you listen, and as hopefully I continue speaking coherently and understandably, Simon, SM2N on the internet, is preparing himself to do his first ever live stream on Periscope. And ever the thoughtful, thought-provoking, and careful preparer, Simon made a piece of audio in which he raised some questions about how people who are experienced at using Periscope, how we prepare for our live streaming show. And Simon is a musician, and his preparation is has got lots of different aspects to it, especially how the music is going to be streamed, how he's going to play it. He's not an instrumentalist. He is a person who makes music on the computer. So there's a lot of mixing, there's a lot of complicated sound creation, and I'm not one the best person to represent the nature of Simon's music. But what I was really intrigued by were the small number of questions which Simon asked in relation to periscoping. So here goes, Simon. This is overwhelmingly for you, just as one periscoper to a prospective periscoper. How do I prepare to do live streams? Well, I have particular needs as a periscoper. I want to start with the very first image that shows up to my to the people I hope will tune in to my live scope. I want to give them a memorable image, the very first one, something that will cause them to go, oh, right, I'm in the right place, or, oh, good, I've found myself in a good place. So I give a certain amount of thought and arrangement to get that first image right. After you have shown the first image, if you like, no matter what you say and how you do it, you can always switch on Periscope the camera so that it looks at yourself if you're going to be doing speaking to people face to face. So, you know, for a musician, dare I suggest that somebody's going to make music, that the first image would be something musical, right? It could be, what I'd do if I was a musician, because that's totally foreign territory for me. But so the very first image. Now, the other thing is then, the second point is to consider what type of images are going to be needed during the show. I, for example, prepare for some of my periscopes. I want to hasten to say not all of them, by having a suitable bottle of gin nearby, or a bottle of wine, or a bottle of ginger beer, or a glass of water. And for others or similar and other periscopes, I prepare myself by having one or two or three or four egg cups nearby. I might have a number of books nearby as well, books that I want to show images from or of during the periscope. So I would also, if I'm doing an outdoor periscopes in the outdoors, I would consider which way the sun is facing, consider what kind of an image that's going to give the person who's experiencing the scope, whether it's going to be pleasing, whether things are going to be seen in silhouette, or whether things are going to be seen in full technicolor, whatever. So I'd give some considerable thought then, especially if I'm going to do a series of scopes in a particular place. Give quite a lot of thought, because once you've figured it out first time, you can very easily repeat it on all future scopes from that place. And there's a good deal of benefit I found in people having the experience of, ah, this is familiar to me. I know it before. I've been here before. This is what I'm expecting. And people get in a very good humor much more quickly if they're in a place that they're familiar with rather than in a place that they're not familiar with. So then, of course, there's the additional sound effects that are needed during the show. So, for example, if you're going to take the top off a boiled egg, a soft-boiled egg, during a periscope, or even use a soft-boiled egg as a drum, you need to decide whether you're going to be using a knife to make sound with. Right, I wonder, did you hear that? Anyway, somebody just told me that in 500 meters I have to turn right. Okay. Anyway, the key thing is that if I'm using, usually if I'm doing a soft-boiled egg, I will use a spoon. So I'll make sure I have a spoon near me. Okay, I'm receiving instructions, forgive me, from a computer woman telling me what to do while I drive from Kilkenny to Cork. Anyway, so that's the second one. Now, what other kinds of preparation do I do? Well, I do preparation on to rid my mind of distractions. I put aside, I do special exercises, special mental exercise, mental gymnastics, special meditative exercises, special talking to myself exercises in order to free myself of any distractions so that when the show, I'm doing the show, when I'm playing my instrument, which in my case is my voice as opposed to a musical instrument, I just want to be sure that my voice will be able to work without there being any distraction. So that's the next one, the kind of psychological self-preparation. Now, the third form of preparation is the preparation to prevent interruption. And you will know from this particular piece of audio that I haven't done excellent preparation for doing this piece of audio because I hadn't cut off the distraction of a computerized woman talking to me while I'm talking to you. But let's say I don't want the telephone to ring while I'm in the middle of my scope. I don't want the telephone to interrupt the broadcast, if you like. So I have to do something to make sure that doesn't happen. I have to make sure only certain people are allowed come into the space where I'm doing the broadcast from. So I may very well then need to lock a door to make sure that nobody can burst in and add, you know, uncontrollable sound to the experience, or random sound, or anything like that. Certainly want to be able to ensure that the imagined experience ends up being reasonably similar to the actual experience. So that's controlling other sounds, controlling what's going on in my own head. The next thing to do is, because it's Periscope, it's very important to only plan enough content to fill about, in my case, it's only about 25% of the time, because there are different ways of doing this. The nature of my periscopes are that I put a high premium on being social and chit-chat and pastiming and just generally saying hello to each other and saying welcome, haven't seen you for a long time and all that. So I don't want to be preparing loads and loads of content, which I'm keen to deliver, if you like, speak, to people. If I have too much of that, then I'm going to be putting pressure on myself. So I just want a small amount of actual content that I intend to deliver, and plenty of time for people to chat, settle down, make comments about what they've heard, for me to comment back to them. But that's just because I'm a particularly chatty, sociable, connecting kind of person. If, on the other hand, I was a musician and I wanted to play, you know, my latest cello sonata, I wouldn't be wanting to be saying in the middle of, you know, five bars in, "Oh, welcome, Joe, thanks for coming," you know, while I'm in the middle of, you know, bar five or even bar 105. I basically would want to be able to do my own thing, show, you know, play my own music. I have found myself in a situation where I will pay absolutely no attention to the chat that other people are having between themselves or hoping to have between them and me, because I just crack on with reading poetry. And when I'm in the zone reading poetry, I think the house could fall down around me and I wouldn't easily stop reading the poetry. So I guess what I'm saying is that is what I've just said. So that's that point. Now, what other things have, what other kind of preparations have you got to do? So let me see, let me go back over them. You've got to prepare any stuff you need for the broadcast. You've got to prepare to get rid of all the distractions in your own head and in your own body. You've got to control the distractions that might come from around you. You have to have good sound control. You have to make sure that any little tools that you need during the show, that you have them already with you. You don't want to be running around in the middle of the show looking for that microphone, which, that special type of microphone, or that special type of, I don't know, plug or anything like that that you need. So are there any other things? I'm sure there are other types of preparation. Yes. The prepare to be surprised. Now, this is very valuable when you've had experience of not being prepared for a surprise. I'll give you an example. One night I was innocently abroad doing a Periscope, chatting with people, perhaps I was reading poetry, and suddenly a whole load of people burst into the room, started shouting. They all came, and this is the same. Imagine you were having a nice dinner party with your close friends or associates and friends of friends and friends of friends of friends, and suddenly in through the front door of the house burst a whole load of people you've never seen before. They're actually from, you know, Manchester United Supporters Club. They're all drunk as arseholes. They're completely rowdy. They've no self-control. And basically they are coming to your dinner party. You know, it's a real, you get flummoxed, right? So what you do on Periscope is you at least are aware that there's a slight chance that a whole load of people somewhere else will decide, let's crash the party. And you just do a little bit of preparation, saying to yourself, ah, now if that happens again, this is what I'll do next time. Now, if it's never happened to you, there it won't be the same thing. So you probably need to have a bad experience or a dramatic experience in order to do good preparation for having that. So I wouldn't worry too much about it at this stage. What else can happen? Oh, yes. What to do? These are like contingency plans for what to do if, for sake of argument, you run out of charge on your smartphone or your tablet. You know, what are you going to do if it suddenly crashes on you and you haven't got any signal left? Or what are you going to do if the signal deteriorates? Just worthwhile thinking about these things, because it's no big deal. You just... okay, in 600 meters I have to turn left. You just have to think about it in advance. And, you know, frankly, if you don't think about it, you learn from the experience anyway. The last thing I have to say, the final thing I have to say, has to do with your mental state, I have to say. Right, turn left here, right. Okay. It has to do with your mental state. And this is to do with a driver, which some people have, which it's very unfortunate if they do have it. Right, I'm being told to continue straight. I'm probably going to be told to turn left or right soon. Probably left. But anyway, the key thing is that if you have a driver, an internal voice pushing you in a certain direction that says, you must do a perfect scope. You must do a perfect one. That is, you know, don't do anything less than a perfect performance. Then you're going to have some trouble, I think. You are indeed going to have some trouble. So my suggestion to you would be to cut yourself some slack. Another good cliche there. Give yourself a bit of a talking to beforehand, and don't be saying to yourself, look, if this doesn't work out right, I'll just delete it. You know, I'll just, you know, expunge it from the record. Don't bother that. Look, these flawed efforts, and, well, I have to say all of my efforts have been flawed so far, but these flawed efforts are great because they give other people an opportunity to empathize with you. So being perfect, you know, everything pristine, everything flows smoothly, everything links with everything else, and, you know, it's ideal from beginning to end. People find that a little bit intimidating. Now, no one's ever been intimidated by any of mine, because they've always, you know, been pretty raw around the edge, I think. But I do think that some very, very highly talented people who are very thorough and, you know, planful could end up quite unexpectedly being experienced as being a bit intimidating. So there, Simon, that's to you and that's to everybody else. If I was to summarize, I would say that when you're faced with a choice between prepare, do a bit more preparation, or do it, I would say err on the side of immediacy. Just do it. But that's because my learning style is that I learn a lot from experience, and I probably learn more from experience than I do from anticipating. And that's just the way I was made up or have developed. So there we are. That's it. Thank you very much. It's Paul O'Mahony, who's on a lot of different things as O'Mahony Blog, and especially thankful to Simon for his very, very interesting audio about how to prepare yourself to do a live scope. Okay, bye for now.